message. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden delivering a message regarding the Inflation Reduction Act's measure, which lowers prescription drug costs.
This year, the American people won. And for the first time, Big Pharma lost.
The president speaking in Portland, Oregon, Saturday. Republicans say the Inflation Reduction Act will actually make the inflation crisis even worse. President Biden backing Oregon's Democratic candidates in the upcoming November election, including gubernatorial candidate Tina Kotek, who is neck and neck with Republican candidate Christine Drazen. The Department of Education is testing an app that would make the student loan forgiveness process more user-friendly. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has the story.
What we have is a website so far. It describes on that this is a beta launch of the application system. So it is available now. And at the top, it says that applications are being accepted to help refine the process ahead of the official launch. That's going to take place later this month and run through December 31st of 2023. Those who submit for debt relief now will not have their application processed until later this month when that formal window opens up.
The Congressional Budget Office says the student loan forgiveness program could cost over $400 billion. Elon Musk tweeting Saturday that his company SpaceX would continue funding Starlink satellite internet service for the Ukrainian government. Musk had asked the Pentagon for help in funding Starlink terminals in Ukraine. Some of the migrants bused from the U.S. southern border states into New York City are staying in high-end Manhattan hotels.
Mayor Eric Adams announcing that 200 families with children would be placed at the luxury four-star hotel and will be offered a variety of legal, medical, and social services. Mayor Adams says that 5,500 migrant kids have been enrolled in the city's public schools so far.
That's Fox's Laura Ingle. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An 18-year-old is arrested for the fatal shooting of a 15-year-old boy on a New York City subway train. Fox's Jim Ossman reports.
Keandre Russell of Queens was arrested and charged with the murder of 15-year-old J. John Burnett. Police say two groups of teens Friday were on a train when they started arguing. It quickly escalated and a single shot was fired that struck Burnett in the chest. A Good Samaritan carried the victim out of the train and two transit officers rendered aid, but it was not enough.
An American Airlines passenger requesting reparations after an uncomfortable three-hour flight. Fox's Roger Stern has the story.
Sydney Watson probably won't get any awards for sensitivity. She tweeted, if fat people want to be fat, fine, but it is something else entirely when I'm stuck between you with your arm rolls on my body for 3 hours. She went on to say that people who need seatbelt extenders are too fat to be on a plane. She says she asked the brother of one of the people to swap seats, but he refused. Watson describes herself as a political commentator. And American Airlines tweeted back, our passengers come in all different sizes and shapes. We're sorry you were uncomfortable on your flight.
A musician playing the saxophone while undergoing complex brain surgery.
The team at Rome's Paideia International Hospital operated on the 35-year-old musician, only known as GZ, in order to remove his brain tumor. The patient underwent what surgery leader Dr. Christian Bronya called awake surgery. This allows surgeons to ensure they aren't compromising any neurological functions. Allowing GZ to play the saxophone during awake surgery proved useful to the team, allowing them to witness the brain functions he utilized to bring a tune to life. The song of choice during this 9-hour operation, the Italian national anthem, and the theme from the 1970 film Love Story.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.